This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will begin today with that lifeblood of American business, advertising. SoundCloud, which is, for those not necessarily up to speed, a site that offers free streaming audio and, importantly, has heretofore offered said audio ad-free, has now decided it does indeed need to make some money after all. So the site's 175 million users are going to have to learn to deal with ads. That transition poses no small risks to all kinds of tech companies as they look for ways to turn a profit. Marketplace's Queenie Kim gets us going.
The people who use SoundCloud, both musicians and listeners, are used to doing almost everything for free on the website and without ads. Now that ads are coming, will this alienate them?
I don't think people expect things to be ad-free forever.
Karen Allen is a digital music consultant, and she says most consumers understand that tech companies have costs and need to make money.
Either the artists have to pay to upload their music, or fans have to pay to listen, or there has to be advertising.
But Roger Entner of Recon Analytics says SoundCloud is putting a clever marketing spin on its announcement.
That the money that they get from the advertising is for altruistic reasons.
He says SoundCloud isn't punching the "we need to pay our bills" angle. Instead, SoundCloud says the majority of the advertising money will go to the musician. That spin is working on James Peck, a musician who goes by the name of Memrex on SoundCloud.
I think it's going to be a good thing for the content creators.
But Peck says SoundCloud must be respectful of the indie music community that helped build up the site. The fear is that with money to be made, big music labels will put more music on SoundCloud.
What starts to happen is SoundCloud wants to make more money and offers them advertising opportunities such as being pushed to the top of the page.
And the big labels often bring in a different crowd.
You know, you'll have more of your like 13-year-old female demographic coming in there.
Peck says nothing against 13-year-old girls, but they sort of kill the indie vibe. In San Francisco, I'm Queenie Kim for Marketplace.